This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, we got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. In our larger Discord server, there's a bunch of different rooms. There's chat rooms for different topics like cryptocurrency. There's a Free Talk Live room where people tend to chat during the show, and other rooms as well. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get on there. It's free. There's an app. You can, if you don't want to use the app, you can also just use their web version. It's a great way to chat with other listeners and some of the hosts of the show before, during, and after Free Talk Live. Over at discord.lrn.fm, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the historic summit that's going to be taking place in front of a thronging mass of media, 3,000 journalists expected to be attending this.
I mean, around the world.
This is a convention. This is a media spectacle.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. They've already got somebody linked me, Rob, on Discord, linked me over to the ABC News feed. It's currently live on their YouTube site right now, where they're, you know, sort of, they've got static shots of security showing up at the event. So it hasn't started yet, but they're already covering, you know, wall-to-wall kind of coverage of this particular event.
This is like when Princess Di got married.
This is huge news, and unlike that, this is actual news that could have an effect on the entire world and the level of conflict and or peace that we see over the next, you know, decades. So this is big. This big deal. We were sharing earlier the Associated Press story about this, which has kind of been analyzing where both of the participants are coming at, mostly Kim Jong-un, and, you know, what does he have to lose in doing this? And ultimately, he doesn't really have much to lose. I mean, I guess the fear, as you said, Melanie, is that if he gives up his nuclear program, that the U.S. is going to go in and bomb.
Well, right, but giving up your nuclear program is an entirely different thing than shooting a reality show episode with the U.S. president.
Yeah,
but he has made overtures that he is intending to be willing to give up or to denuclearize, including actually destroying an existing nuclear test site within the last 3 weeks. That actually happened, and I've got the story about that, too.
I would not go on camera negotiating with Donald Trump for something that I was not willing to give up. Do you understand?
Yeah. Like,
and there's something that Kim Jong-un is not willing to give up.
Something, sure.
That
like
Donald Trump wants. And it's going to look like an S show over there, dealing where, you know, Trump is going to be like, hey, I got to make my deal, right? And, you know, he's not getting his deal the way he wants his deal. I can't imagine.
So you're saying, imagine. You're saying Kim's coming to the table. He's ready to deal. He's got stuff he's willing to put out on the table.
Yeah, he's got something he's ready to put on the table.
Kim may also, this is from the AP, may also be seeing the gamble in a light never considered by his autocratic father and grandfather because of his, quote, determination to modernize North Korea, unquote. Remember when he met with the South Korean president down on the border?
Yeah.
And they did their hand-holding, and they crossed the border crossed back.
Yep.
There was a joke that Kim Jong-un kind of cracked at the expense of the North Korean state, basically. And he admitted their buses are broken down. He admitted that they have just sort of decrepit transportation system there. He knows. He's got to know. Because he spent time in Sweden, right? Like, he went to – or Switzerland. He spent time in other nations while he was in college.
Yep.
So he has to be able to tell. They can't shield him completely. You know the old story of of Buddha, right, was that he was shielded as a child from all the horrors of life, right? As a child, they kept him in a, you know, very...
Never saw death.
Closed conditions, right? He never saw starvation. He never saw death. He never saw some of the horrors of life. And so he, you know, when he was growing up, he didn't have those experiences. Kim Jong-un, you can't say that about Kim Jong-un. Even though they've been successful at keeping the people of North Korea in the dark for decades, many of them, because until, you know, the last 20 years or so, it was very hard to, let's say, get media to the people in North Korea. Now that we have flash drives, people can shove them up, you know, where the sun don't shine and cross the border with them, smuggling in flash drives full of content from South Korea and from the United States. So nowadays, if you're in North Korea as just an average person, you're much more likely to be aware that things are better
outside.
What good
is a flash drive if you don't have a TV or a computer that'll play it?
They have them, obviously.
Okay. Some.
There's enough of them to where they can do this. And like DVD players or whatever, you know.
Maybe they could burn DVDs there. And
they can do that. And some of these DVD players have flash drive.
Put them on a VHS?
Maybe. But some of the DVD players and, you know, technology has flash drive ports on them. So, like, you know, this isn't unheard of technology. It's cheap technology that is manufactured in, you know, Chinese tech.
Somehow it's good again.
Factories next door. So, my point being that the average person in North Korea is better informed now that things are better on the outside. So certainly Kim Jong-un knows this, right? Like, you can't say that Kim Jong-un doesn't realize that everything's the best in North Korea, like, that he thinks that things are worse outside. He knows that it's better out there. So going on here, quote, Kim confronts rising expectations from within at the same time that he contends with ever-tightening sanctions from abroad. So according to this logic, in order to satisfy internal expectations, he will need to reduce external pressure. And this dynamic could push Kim down the path of denuclearization. The people they talk to here, Haas, offers a useful warning. Those people outside or around the world settle in to watch the show in Singapore. Quote, virtually no North Korea analyst inside or outside of the U.S. government expects Kim to actually give up his nukes.
Not entirely give up the nukes, but he could stop the, you know, some program or another.
And he could allow for inspectors.
Yeah, there's steps along the way to, you know, to this.
And there may be a stepped system, right, where Kim agrees to A, B, and C if the U.S. does X, Y, and Z in that order.
It's also important to point out that the difficult part isn't building the nuclear weapon. The difficult part is delivering it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So North Korea just doesn't have what it takes to fly an airplane over to South Korea or Japan and drop a nuclear weapon.
But they do have launch abilities.
They have
some
launch abilities, and they've had some success. But let's not forget that, you know, the U.S. space race was entirely about the United States and Russia showing each other that they could bomb each other with intercontinental ballistic missiles. It wasn't about putting a man on the moon.
Right.
It was about showing the power of rocketry.
And that symbolism is on and has been on display in North Korea, where they're showing that, hey, we've got this rocket. It can reach you. Right. They're launching it into the ocean.
Yep.
But they could launch it and hit South Korea. They could launch it and
they've
hit
had a lot of
Japan.
Problems, but they've gotten some rockets to hit the to go the direction they wanted them to go.
Right. And so recent history of North Korean, you know, news headlines has been this sort of saber rattling throughout the George Bush, throughout the Barack Obama, and the beginning of the Trump administrations. There's this constant saber rattling from North Korea, and this is all symbolism, right? Because nobody wants to North Korea doesn't want to start a nuclear conflict with the United States. They'll be wiped out, and that means no more Twinkies for, you know, Kim Jong-un or whatever, right? So now you have a different set of symbolism going on. You have the symbolism of North Korea's Kim Jong-un crossing the border in hand for the first time, you know, in the country's history with the South Korean president. You have the further symbolism, and I would say significant symbolism, of Kim Jong-un shutting down a nuclear test site.
Which probably had some kind of accident not too long ago and may be useless.
I don't think any of us are qualified to say why a nuclear test site got shut down.
Well, there may be the real reason for it, but the ostensible reason for it is as an indicator of goodwill to show that he's serious about coming to the table and disarming or denuclearizing. So
I'm returning to you the cat that I stole from you. It's dead.
According to the story at the at NPR, North Korea closed its nuclear test site in a spectacular fashion. This was written a couple weeks ago, so toward the end of May, blasting the site in what one observer described as a huge explosion. Within hours of the North's demolition of the site, President Trump announced he was canceling the summit, which, as you know, there was sort of this back and forth where Trump canceled and then he came back in. So it's happening. Going on here...
That never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
International media were assembled in view of the Punggye-ri test site about 500 meters away, according to Sky, North Korea. According to Sky, North Korea claims it tested six underground nuclear devices at the facility, so they brought in the media to observe this.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. Head over to discord.lrn.fm to jump in there. If you want to comment, it doesn't have to be about Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, who are slated to have a historic summit starting in some matter of hours from now. I'm not sure exactly when it's slated to begin, but it's just after 8 a.m. in Singapore, and ABC News has begun its live wall-to-wall coverage on the internet.
Do you think you can count on something like this being late?
Probably not.
I would think it would be.
You think it would be late?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I mean, there are a lot of preparations involved in this sort of thing from the security aspect alone, let alone bringing all these media journalists, 33,000 journalists.
Yeah, I think that being late is almost a security feature for stuff like this.
So they can't count on you to be in a certain place at a certain time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be right about that. So it's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. I brought up the, Melanie, you talked about the nuclear disarmament that is purported to be something that could happen in this or during this meeting, that there could be an agreement reached, which, again, the North Koreans in the past have talked about potentially denuclearizing and then reneged on whatever agreements they made or never even coming to the table in the first place. But I think that there has been a sort of a noteworthy thing that happened toward the end of last month in the month of May, when Kim Jong-un actually did destroy a nuclear test site. Wasn't this they locked up a door and put a padlock around it? They blew it up.
Well, it's, I think, as a non-expert, I feel like it's dangerous to just put a padlock on a door and be like, goodbye, nuclear test site.
yeah, no
Whereas
doubt about it.
Blowing it up might be, and I don't know, maybe it's not, might be the way you would dispose of such
a
thing.
I think it is, but my point is, it wasn't
like... Let's aerosolize all this nuclear...
The radiation.
Depleted uranium crap.
No, my point, though, is that they didn't just close the site or whatever. They actually destroyed the entire thing. So there's no coming back to this particular site. Now, that's not their only test site, likely, but they did make this sort of overture
right,
to the international
scene.
That's
like saying, if I sell a gun, then I'm disarmed. I mean, I've sold a gun before.
No, I didn't say they were disarmed. This is an indication. This is a symbol that they're willing to negotiate.
It's a symbol that there is something wrong with that nuclear test site.
Okay.
Or even maybe just that it wasn't profitable, but yeah. It's not a symbol of any kind of international strategy.
All right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. To me, it's a significant thing to do. They brought the news media in there as well.
You're welcome to the press conference, comrade.
The Sky News Asia correspondent Tom Cheshire from Britain was invited to the demolition. He says, you could feel it. Dust came at you. The heat came at you. They were seated about 500 meters away from the explosion. Longtime watchers of North Korea's nuclear program, though, say the closing of the site will have little impact on the nation's capabilities. Melissa Hannum, who's a senior researcher at the Middlebury Institute.
I imagine longtime North Korean watchers are not big Trump fans either. I did speak to a former diplomat to not a very important country, but I was chatting with him on a bus a couple of weeks ago, and he blamed me for Trump being in office because I voted third party, and completely dismissed the whole Trump's success with North Korea because there was some kind of meltdown at this test zone thing was.
Melissa Hannum, who's a researcher at the Middlebury Institute, says, what does it actually mean in the long term? Probably not that much, unfortunately, she says. North Korea has already conducted 6 nuclear tests at the site, the last of which was considered highly successful. Hannum says, at this stage, it's not clear that North Korea needs to continue testing its weapons at Punggye-ri by destroying it. She says, quote, they're giving away the least useful part of their nuclear program. Punggye-ri is located in the remote mountainous northeastern section of the country. That's where some of the people are very poor. The test site is believed to have been established in the early 2000s, and it became widely known following the North's first nuclear test in 2006. The smattering of journalists from the U.S., U.K., South Korea, China, and Russia took a reported 20-hour journey by train and bus from Wonsan on North Korea's east coast to get to Punggye-ri for the nuclear site dismantlement.
I'd be willing 20-hour ride yep. in a country as small as North Korea is, I'd be willing to bet that that bus ride really,
slow.
Really sucked. Because yeah. I took a...
Well, it's train as well, and it's also slow.
I can't even imagine. A train, you know, ostensibly, they've got people with shovels, mm-hmm. you know, and putting down track isn't as hard as making a road,
right.
frankly. But I did take a land cruiser one time from Port-au-Prince to Deschampal, Haiti, on what they called Highway 1.
What they called?
Highway 1 was the most dense collection of potholes you could possibly imagine. I mean,
wow.
It's, yeah, I mean, it makes New Hampshire roads look like glass.
Well, and New Hampshire roads aren't really that bad.
Oh, no, shoot. Come to my town.
In addition to being remote, experts say Punggye-ri is an ideal test site. Quote, from a geologic perspective, it's a really good choice, said an imagery analyst at 38 North with a long background in studying nuclear testing. Most of the test tunnels lie under Mount Mantap, a granite mountain that's perfect for containing powerful nuclear explosions. North Korea's most recent test was so large in September of last year that experts have speculated it may have collapsed part of the primary tunnel at Punggye-ri. Some analysts think the explosion might have rendered the entire site unusable, but Pabian doubts that's the case. Immediately after the test, he notes satellite images revealed the North stepped up digging in another tunnel, the so-called West Portal. He says they were going gangbusters until work stopped abruptly this spring. So there's evidence to suggest that the North was continuing to develop this site until they decided not to. Scientists recently estimated that last fall's test produced a yield between 120 and 304 kilotons of TNT equivalent, on par with many weapons in the current nuclear arsenal. Pabian says that's pretty impressive. You don't need to do a whole lot more if you can do that, at least not anytime soon. And Hannum says North Korea could probably get the test site working quickly again if it needed to. In 2008, it demolished the cooling tower for its main reactor at a nuclear complex known as Yongbyon, but a few years later, when disarmament talks broke down, they restarted the reactor using cooling water from a nearby river. While demolishing the Punggye-ri test site tunnels may not be much of a setback for the North's nuclear program, it does send a clear message to the world, according to this again, the NPR piece here. North Korea committed to this gesture following the April 27th Inter-Korean Summit, where the leaders of the two Koreas signed a joint agreement calling for a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. So this wasn't, you know, ostensibly, it wasn't some arbitrary decision they'd already made. They're saying this was part of an agreement with South Korea to begin the process of denuclearization. Remember, aside from the meeting with Trump, there was already this historic meeting with South Korea that happened, where these two countries came together. Remember, they took down the propaganda speakers on the border for the first time ever? Those are no longer blasting propaganda across both sides of the border.
I bet that's nice for everybody.
Yeah. Very significant sort of symbolic things that are going on here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As American mainstream media covering over in Singapore, the upcoming summit with just, you know, shots of police driving around. There's nothing really happening there yet. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know how- USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, has some advice for President Trump.
What I would do, Sandra, and maybe the president is heading that way, is give him a security guarantee to the North Koreans. Like, say, Kim Jong-un, we're not going to try to knock you off, but you've got to do a bunch of things.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules in a case regarding voter registration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Father's Day is coming up, and it's coming up fast, which means that your time to order from OmahaSteaks.com is very limited.
The clock, she's ticking.
Like today or tomorrow, I think, is probably because they told us we're not supposed to even talk about Omaha State.
Not after tomorrow, I suspect the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, your time's running out here. If you want to get your dad...
Screw around at your own peril. This is a great deal.
Some of the best steaks and other great kinds of meats. We're talking about hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed meats delivered directly to your dad's door in an Omaha Steaks cooler. They got a huge variety, including pork, poultry, veal, lamb, bison, seafood, even vegetables. So, you know, whatever it is that you like to eat or dad likes to eat, you're going to find a huge variety over at OmahaSteaks.com. The highest quality cuts with one-of-a-kind flavor, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavor and tenderness of the cuts. It's a great product. We've had it here year after year since Omaha Steaks came on with us, what, 2 or 3 years ago, I think. Maybe even 3 years ago at this point. It seems like it's been a little bit.
Yeah.
And here's what you're going to get with their special Father's Day package. It's 78% off the normal prices over at OmahaSteaks.com. To get your dad started with Omaha Steaks, he'll get 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, their seasoning packet, plus 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with purchase. That's going to keep Dad busy for quite a bit of grilling.
Yeah, those fillets are quite good, too.
And, yeah, we've tried them all.
Yeah, everything.
It's all good over at Omaha Steaks. And this is a limited time offer just for Father's Day where you get this deal for $49.99 for Dad. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you type in the code FTL, like Free Talk Live, in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. So, again, to get that 78% off deal of $49.99 for all of that stuff that I just mentioned, go to omahasteaks.com, type in code FTL into the search bar, and that will get you the deal on the Father's Day package. And, of course, you can order more stuff for Dad, too. And maybe you want to get one for yourself, too. That way you know the quality. If you didn't already know the quality of Omaha Steaks, you probably should find out, because it's a great gift any time of the year. Obviously, for whoever you care about, if they like good food. OmahaSteaks.com, type code FTL in the search bar to get the deal. As we continue here talking about the historic summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un from North Korea, expected to happen in a matter of hours in Singapore in front of 3,000 journalists. And, Melanie, you're skeptical? And I think you're right to be
skeptical. She's a skeptical gal.
Yeah, I think you're right to be skeptical. A lot of the North Korean experts are very skeptical of this. They're very skeptical of North Korea's motivations and what they're trying to do here. But, you know, I'm an optimist. And when
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Right?
And when I see symbolism like we've seen out of Kim Jong-un over just the last 2 months... You know, all this started within the last 2 to 3 months.
I don't even see them dismantling their nuclear program as optimism. I don't want the U.S. to be at war with North Korea. So
nobody
therefore,
does.
I would like North Korea to keep their nukes.
Okay, so so you believe that if they get rid of their nuclear program, the U.S. government's going to, what, invade? Blow up the country.
There are lots of countries
that
don't have nukes.
Well, the U.S. doesn't blow up the country and get it over with, but...
What are they going to do?
I mean, having a nuke is kind of the country version of having a
handgun. Yeah,
right.
And while I don't want countries to exist, they do. And so as long as they do, I'd rather them not have gang wars with each other as well as domestic ones.
Sure, and we don't want anybody blowing up nuclear weapons anywhere in the world.
I mean, I think it's pretty kind of just... inherently obvious that if you were able to nuke your opponent, they're less likely to go over and start digging oil fields in your nation.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know that they have a lot of oil in North Korea.
Yeah, but like as Mark pointed out, there are a bunch of countries that don't have nuclear weapons, and the U.S. isn't invading them. So what makes you believe that they are going to invade North Korea? You're just saying they're more likely to, or that they will invade?
I'm not saying they will 100% invade North Korea the day after they cut off the program, but that removes that protection.
Sure.
So as long as they have nukes, they're not going to, you know, set up troops there, or if they don't have oil, or, you know, open a central bank there, or whatever it is they just do and just, you know...
What if they're willing
to hang out for 3 decades?
What if Kim Jong-un is willing to trade the risk of a potential invasion from the United States for better economic circumstances for his people? Because that's what's going to be on the table.
You're not going to have any kind of economic circumstances if you're nuked.
Okay, nobody's saying
they're going to nuke.
Yeah, nobody's going to nuke North
Korea. That's probably true. But if you're, although the U.S. is the only one who's done it before... If you're invaded, I mean, you know, how's Afghanistan doing? I mean, that's...
No doubt. Afghanistan, bad situation, and certainly the desire for oil.
Just to remove some sanctions, giving up all of your mutually assured destruction is not a good deal.
Well,
also, and maybe, you know, you can get better economic situations by, you know, removing your ridiculous internal...
controls.
Structures, yeah.
Sure, so, but if you can't trade with the rest of the world because of a, you know, essentially an economic blockade or sanctions, that makes life very difficult.
Well, at this point, total denuclearization is not on the table.
It's not, but the end to the Korean War is on the table. And
I think they did that already.
Well, it's a process.
Okay.
So if you recall back in late April, early
Well, they're not
May,
shooting. All they have to do is write a piece of paper up now.
Right, which is why I was, you know, not sure as to why they said it would take throughout the rest of the year to do this, but that's what they said. So when the president of South Korea met with Kim Jong-un several weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
that was one of the things they talked about, was we're going to end the war. Again, a huge symbolic gesture that's even more than just symbolic in that case, because if the war ends, that opens up more trading opportunities, more opportunities for people to cross borders legally between the countries, for economic opportunities, and so on and so forth. So let me go on here with more from the NPR report. This is regarding North Korea shutting down through destroying the tunnels at a nuclear test site, one of the largest nuclear test sites and very successful nuclear test sites in North Korea. This is a quote from Kim Jong-un. This was during the summit with South Korea's president. So remember, that summit's already, you know, happened. Now he's doing one with Trump today. Quote, "If we maintain frequent meetings and build trust with the United States and receive promises for an end to the war and a non-aggression treaty, then why would we need to live in difficulty by keeping our nuclear weapons?" Unquote. That's Kim Jong-un.
Sounds like he's trying to put them on the table.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again,
that doesn't mean he's going to give them.
It's
but
just talk right now. It's just talk.
I hope it stays that way.
Well, I don't.
I don't. I want,
I don't want any more of these things out than currently exist.
I want to see denuclearization.
Okay, so if I could just, you know, kind of wave my hands and make all nukes disappear and make it impossible to make them,
yeah.
I don't know that I would do that, but I would definitely consider it. But short of that, I would like every country to have one,
mm-hmm.
because then it's more difficult for them to fight wars.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but to some extent, if you got a nuclear weapon in the hands of a madman, that could start.
As opposed to all the sane, moral people that are running every other country.
I'm not saying they're sane or moral, but they're sane enough to not want their own destruction, right? Like, these are men and women who want to continue living in the lap of luxury. They want to continue...
Right, that they won't use the nuke and they'll just leave it there as a threat to make sure that they don't
right.
contact themselves.
That's the way it's been. But what if somebody doesn't really care about all that?
It's the way it's been, but it hasn't been that way for very long. They haven't had a nuclear weapon that they could launch for very long.
There's more here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Coming up, we'll go back home to the United States, talk about education and suicide. Melanie, you've got a story about that on the way here. But from all indicators, including the words coming out of Kim Jong-un's mouth, this is a pretty big deal of potential denuclearization, potential friendship, if you will, between these nations that have been enemies for decades. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight here, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. You can call that way. You can also call through our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. I also want to make sure that you know about Melanie and the services that she is offering to you. Because if you've got a small business and you want to do something different with your bookkeeping, like maybe you're doing it yourself right now, or maybe you've got somebody that you're just paying too much, you really ought to look into Melanie's bookkeeping service. You can go to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll get you straight over to her website, where you offer packages as low as $100 a month to start. Is that right?
Yeah, it starts at $100 depending on transaction volume and owners. There's a couple of structures that are exempted from that, but for the most part, really small businesses are looking at $100 a month.
Seems pretty reasonable. And, of course, part of that is tax preparation, where you're getting the business ready throughout the year for the end-of-the-year taxes, you know, coming up in 2019.
Yeah, so what bookkeeping really is, I mean, most people can subtract the amount they spent on rent from the amount of sales they had. But what bookkeeping really is tax preparation. And if you're not getting that, then you're kind of paying for something you're not really getting.
Right, and you're also a tax professional, so you can handle that aspect as well of filing taxes and doing all the actual tax stuff with various state governments and the federal government. So when the time comes, you can assist not only business owners but individuals, perhaps, with that as well.
Yes.
So if you want to get in touch with Melanie, you can do that through her website. Go to tax.freetalklive.com, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com, and do that as we continue here with continuing coverage of the upcoming talks between North Korea and the United States, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un coming together in what is an absolutely unprecedented meeting, not only in the size and sort of the breadth and the scope of it, with 3,000 journalists expected to attend. That's incredible right there, the fact that they're going to do this not behind closed doors with close advisors, but with the entire world watching it live. I mean, that's tremendous there. We've also talked about the overtures that Kim Jong-un has made over the last couple of months, meeting with the South Korean president for a summit, talking about ending the war, seemingly committing to ending the Korean War. That's huge. I mean, that's been going on since, what, the early 50s, basically?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about 60-plus years of this ongoing conflict between those nations. The role that the North Korean head of state has played during my lifetime, at least since I've been paying attention, has always been this sort of laughable, violent creature that sort of, got this saber that they're rattling constantly, and constantly issuing threats to people in the world, in the United States, and so on.
How is that different than any other country, though? Like, there's nothing unique about North Korea.
There is something unique about North Korea. The fact is, most every other country, you can easily, relatively easily travel to compared to North Korea. North Korea does not let any information out through any other channels beyond state media. There are other countries with state media in them, but many of them have other media that exist within those countries. Not all of them, but there's a lot of that. And, of course, Reporters Without Borders
North Korea
has
just about everything bad about a country.
About everything.
All concentrated into one.
Right. It's a closed state. They don't even allow their own people to leave. It's just an absolutely horrible place. I'm not saying there aren't other horrible places in the world. Sierra Leone, of course, comes to mind, and there are others, sort of on the bottom of the pack. When you look at the Economic Freedom of the World indexes that come out, the Heritage Foundation.
They pretty much all have dictators, too.
Right. So the Heritage Foundation, and then is it Cato? Who else is doing it? Fraser Institute. Fraser Institute's one of them.
Yep.
So there's a couple different groups out there that do these economic freedom indexes. And North Korea is always at the bottom of the list, usually with no score.
No score at all, because there's just
there's
they
no
don't
data.
Have any information.
Right, there's no data. You can't get information out of this country. I mean, it is unique in a variety of ways. It's the worst of the worst of the worst, all rolled into one. And so it's interesting to see the caricature of this North Korean so-called supreme leader, which to us on the outside is this laughable thing, right? That...
Well, yeah, he's not within missile distance of us.
Sure. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous, the propaganda and the things that go on that the North Korean people are forced to endure over there. It's insane. It's crazy.
It's all those things, yes.
But it seems to be changing. And it seems to have started changing within the last 2 months to where Kim Jong-un seems to be changing his public persona, his image, to be somebody who's acting more rationally. To be somebody who is acting in the best interests of not only his own people, but in the best interests of the whole world. I mean, in the last decade or two, you would think that North Korea was always going to be this way. That North Korea was always going to be
so
this closed state.
Trump isn't helping. If Trump wanted to lift the sanctions or whoever is in charge of that, they could just lift the sanctions.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't
have
a deal. You've got
to
make a deal.
Yeah, Trump loves deals.
You don't just lift the sanctions. You go in and you cut a deal before you lift the sanctions.
I mean, look at the deal with Iran. He didn't like that deal, because mainly probably because it wasn't a deal he put together. I really wish some people would have asked him on the campaign trail, when you say that the Iranian deal is bad, could you describe what is bad about it? No, wait. That's not a description. Saying it's very, very bad. Adding very to something is not a description as to what is bad about the... I mean, like, that's the thing, is that the Trump supporters... like, maybe Trump is a genius. I have no clue. Maybe he's a negotiating genius, but he... Again, I don't think he has the depth and breadth of knowledge on many of these things, and just attack the Iranian deal largely because Obama put it together and the Democrats put it together, and he could get put in office because he's a deal maker. But I don't think you can deal with the Iranians the same way that you deal with the North Vietnamese. North Korean, excuse me.
So the dealing is expected to begin over in Singapore with probably within a matter of hours. Mainstream media already beginning their live wall-to-wall coverage on the internet, at least. There's not much to show or tell you about at the moment, but certainly by the time we're here again tomorrow night, there's probably going to be quite a bit to say on this situation. But more about the denuclearization, the initial gesture by Kim Jong-un, where they actually destroyed, in front of international journalists, a nuclear test site in the northern part of North Korea. Again, Kim Jong-un saying during his summit with President Moon Jae-in of South Korea, quote, if we maintain frequent meetings and build trust with the United States and receive promises for an end to the war and a non-aggression treaty, then why would we need to live in difficulty by keeping our nuclear weapons, unquote. Now, there are, according to Lisa Collins, a Korea expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, she says there are multiple audiences they're targeting. I think one is the United States, the other is probably China. I'm sure they're also hoping to convince South Korea that they're serious about creating conditions for peace on the Korean Peninsula. However, according to the NPR piece here, letting in a smattering of foreign journalists is different from North Korea's original pledge following the April 27 summit, in which Pyongyang announced that it would let in international journalists as well as nuclear experts to observe the dismantling of the test site.
Okay.
Journalists on the trip said no such experts were joining them for the visible gesture put on by Kim.
All right.
So a slight change in the purported plans there. Collins also says, quote, it would have been a greater indicator of their intention to dismantle their program if they had invited nuclear experts. She does add that although both sides agree the Korean Peninsula should become denuclearized, they remain far apart on what that word actually means. The U.S. wants North Korea to unilaterally hand over its nuclear weapons, but North Korea likely has a laundry list of prerequisites, including the drawing down of U.S. troop levels on the Korean Peninsula. Yes, please. Can we have that? That would be great. Because, you know, the U.S. government has been occupying South Korea ever since the Korean War began.
Let's not forget that South Korea can handle itself.
Yeah, they've got mandatory military
decades
there.
And decades to put this together. They're fine. They do not need U.S. military right on the border. If you need to provide close air support, if you need to provide, for whatever reason, launch a missile, you've got, first off, when it comes to missile launches, the submarines can be closer to the sites than the South Korean border, and I don't believe there are any missiles in South Korea anyway. So the submarines can launch Triton missiles, as close as they need to, and the airplanes can get there very, very quickly.
The rest of the statement here is that North Korea's prerequisites may include drawing down of troop levels on the Korean Peninsula, a cessation of joint military exercises, and the delivery of foreign aid. It was the joint military exercises that were going on that upset Kim Jong-un or the other government in Pyongyang immediately after, right? So they had this this summit that's now going forward. The summit was scheduled originally, but then these joint military exercises happened again, as they regularly do.
Right.
And, you know, North Korea was like, hey, come on.
Yeah, you don't do you don't get your opponent to set his gun on the table and then do a cowboy spin flip and put yours back in your holster.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good way to make friends.
But they managed to get through it, and now the things scheduled to begin here in a matter of hours. And we're going to continue, not on this topic. We got schooling on the way here and suicide next on Free Talk Live, not on the air.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.